Well, the 4th of July is right around the corner, and folks in Exira love to celebrate the 4th of July. 61 years ago, though, when the flood of 1958 rolled through the area, there really wasn't a lot to celebrate, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and how that relates to this year's 4th of July. Connie Faga of Audubon is with us here this morning. Connie, how are you?
I'm great, Jim.
Well, thank you so much. Recently, there's been a lot more focus on that flood of 1958 through the Exira area. That's where you grew up, and your father had a lot to do with the activities around that time period. The Shepherd family from Minnesota was, incidentally caught in the middle of that. They were coming back from a family trip and happened to drive right into one of the worst adventures of their lives. And a lot of folks have had a chance to kind of catch up with them here recently.
That's true. The Don and Jeanette Shepherd family and their three sons were coming back from Kansas City to a visit to Don's twin sister, and they got as far as Exira, and the rain was just blinding, and they had to pull off, and they thought they were pulling off into a place of safety. Little did they know.
Little did they know, they got caught up literally right in the middle of the flood of 1958 when the water was rushing through the community and folks had to take cover. Some made it, some did not. These folks were, literally, they were lucky.
They were very fortunate. Their boys, as they look back, say it's a true miracle that the whole family survived.
Yeah, we could tell a little bit of their story. They survived along with a few other folks. They were part of what was known as the Lucky 13 on a gravel truck, hanging on for dear life through the night.
Yes, thank you to Danzel Nelson. I guess at that time it was pretty standard for him to fill his trucks down there at Bill and Irene Jacobson's gas station, and he had two similar trucks parked there that night. That he used to haul gravel. And when they pulled in, of course, they were asking Bill for advice. And by that point, anybody that knows Exira knows West Town, the west part of Exira, was much lower. And you could no longer cross the bridge. There was a David's Creek going right through. They could no longer go uptown. And they wanted to head north on 71, but they were warned, don't try that. We're already getting indications that people are getting washed off the road.
Hard to even imagine.
Oh, it just brings chills back to me thinking about, it was a life changer for the community of Exira and for this family for sure.
Well, and your father at the time was instrumental in some of the activities that went on there in Exira.
He was fire chief for a number of years. He was also an auctioneer, but many people maybe didn't know he was fire chief. But he was always in charge of kind of lining things up on the 4th. I said he got up early in the morning and didn't go to bed till late at night. Well, of course, this was just the 2nd of July. But Exira doesn't just celebrate one day. So already things were, you know, in the works for a big celebration, and my dad went that evening when the rain was pounding really hard and got involved in going door to door, trying to warn people to get out of their homes in time to escape with their lives.
You bet. And there are similar stories. There are a number of stories like that, too. There were a lot of heroes that day. There were also victims, of course, that day as well. And the Shepherd family, one of those. Here they are with some young, very young children. And as we said, hanging on for dear life throughout the night, not just for a couple of minutes, for hours throughout the night to try to save themselves. And never really talked much about. I know they Ken and his relations kept talking about how it was never really talked about between them and their folks very much over the years. And I think it was a little bit cathartic for them to be able to come down here, a little therapeutic for them to come down here and be able to visit with folks here and kind of fill in some of the gaps, some of the stories.
For sure. As I've made some calls here, I'm surprised at the people I've contacted. who are descendants of people that were part of that Lucky 13, many of them are telling me their loved one never talked about it. Mm-hmm. Now, my dad did. He was the one that held Ken, who was six at the time. And Ken was always amazed that he could hold a six-year-old boy up out of the water because the water was coming up, like, to their necks. I mean, just to imagine it, being on a gravel truck, on a little edge on a gravel truck, and keeping your heads up out of the water with all of the debris and everything, it just, it was truly, truly a miracle that they survived through the night.
Well, I think it was a little bit of an educational experience when they had a chance to come down here late last year for both you folks in Exira and for them, because it seemed like you were learning a little bit from each other.
That's for sure. For a number of years, my mom, and I just recently found out Charles Powers' family kept in contact with them, but they would share the memories, they didn't share it with his children. Now, my dad was different. He shared it. I was the only child, and he shared it with me. And sometimes I wish I'd have written much more down of what he said. I was about 11 years old at the time. But these three young men, Ken was the one that got a hold of me. He located me through the Lutheran Church in Exira. They were very helpful. And they came in December of 2018, and Judy Nelson was helpful. She took him a very good tour of the museum, and there's a lot of information there for anyone that ever wants to see that, really good information on the flood. And then we met, a group of us met at the library, and you were there, and Laura Bacon was there, and there were several people that came. They weren't necessarily part of the Lucky 13, but they came, and they were ones that would share their stories. And it really became real for those young men, especially the two boys that were 4 and 2 at the time that didn't remember anything from that night.
You bet. Well, this is a family that never, for like 50 plus years, never talked about this at all. It was not talked about. And all of a sudden, they're learning so much about this. And it's kind of like the doors have just opened now for them, because now they're going to be back here. The 4th of July course coming up here very soon. And they're going to be back here during the 4th of July celebration in Exira. And they want to hear from folks. They want to plug in some more of those details.
That's exactly right, Jim. They are so excited. When they were here before, I kind of said, well, you should come some 4th of July. Well, then I didn't think more about it, and they got to talking about it, and they're all excited. So Ken, Keith, and Steve, the three that were part of the Lucky 13, they are the only living survivors today. Their spouses, their sister Donette, and possibly, there were some daughters born after the flood, and they're not sure how many are coming. But they're going to come up here on the 3rd. They're going to stay a couple of nights. They're going to ride in the parade. They're really excited about that. Gary Van Arnum has a nice convertible, and he said he would be happy to drive them in the parade. And then they thought, maybe when the parade is over, I know it's always hard that day. Everybody has their plans and goes this way and that. But after the parade, they thought they would be up in the city park in Exira near the flood memorial. And if there's anyone, you don't even have to have a flood story to share. You know, just these people love to meet people from Exira. They feel a real attachment to the town. They've even found that they have some of their relative roots in and around in Exira, and they didn't know that earlier. They're going to be wearing matching blue shirts they designed that are just really neat, and it would mean so much to them. So if you don't see them right after the parade, if you see three guys in blue shirts walking along, I just encourage you to, they want to thank people. They just want to thank the town of Exira for the volunteers that risk their lives to save the lives of their family. And they're so excited about coming. I can't tell you. I hear from Ken often. So they're really looking forward to this.
Yeah. It was a sad and scary time, of course, 61 years ago when this all happened. But it is permanently part of the fabric and the history of Exira. And it's good to be able to share some of the stories and things. You know, history is always an important thing to remember. And if you've got a little bit of that, firsthand history lesson, you might as well take advantage of it while you can.
For sure. So I'm just really, really looking forward to seeing them again. I have never met their spouses, and I just think it'll be a real fun, really fun time.
Very good.
So I really encourage people, don't hesitate. These are such nice, they're just very common, nice guys from Minnesota, and they're very friendly, they're very easy to talk to. And so whenever I'm with them during the day, I won't be with them all the time, but whenever I'm with them, well, I'll be glad to, you know, help introduce them to people too. So Exira is always, it's a special time every year. Exira's done this for, I forget how many years, but I think they've had a celebration every year except the year of the flood.
Yeah, you never know where life is going to take you and lead you, but it's odd. You've got a family from Minnesota vacationing in Missouri who ends up being part of Iowa history. You just never know.
I know, and I can't say for sure, but I really don't remember that other people, there were people from out of our community, but I don't remember there were people from out of state that particularly got caught up. There could have been people that we weren't aware of, but a whole family like that, it was a very difficult night for their mother, and you can imagine.
Absolutely.
It was her husband, it was her three sons, it was her whole family, and it was a very difficult night for her. So this part of it, coming back and making these guys feel welcome in Exira, I think it's really neat.
You bet. So they'll be there. Another good reason to enjoy the 4th of July in Exira. And if you get the opportunity, you might want to look those folks up. You don't need an appointment. You don't need to stand in line. Just come on over, say hi. And if you have a story to share from back in that day, they'd love to hear that too. They don't get tired of hearing about, this is their life too, and they want to fill in some of those plugs too and make sure they understand everything that happened and the impact that it had on so many people then. Connie, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Yeah, this is great. Thank you very much.